Thank you very much. I'll be right back with your drinks.
Okay, thanks. Okay.
So what were you saying?
Oh, nothing. Jeffrey took Michael's hat, and Jeffrey's was at school, so Michael didn't have a hat, but he didn't care because he hates hats anyway, so.
Jeffrey took Michael's hat.
Yeah. Bread is good.
You got that right. Although, you know what? We probably shouldn't fill up on bread, though.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
It is good, though. The butter's good, too. It's like honey butter or something.
Yeah.
Honey. It reminds me of when Robert accidentally swallowed the bee. Oh, you should have seen him. He's like,
oh. Yeah.
It was funny.
Yeah. Yeah, I love that story.
Butter spreads good, too.
Yeah. I hate it when it's too frozen, you know, because it tears the bread.
Yeah. Although you don't want it too soft, because then you don't know how long it's been out.
Yeah. No, this butter's perfect.
It's like the perfect, what's the word?
Temperature.
No. Density. The perfect density. Yeah. Although, yeah, temperature would have worked. This butter is the perfect temperature / density.
Yes. Yes, it is.
We need more bread.
Yeah.
Now, my favorite part of Valentine's Day.
What?
The march of the red silk boxers.
Are you kidding me?
You're right. Skip the dancing.
No, wait a minute. We don't talk to each other all night, and now you just want to have sex?
Not just. Come on, we talked.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. This butter is the perfect temperature / density.
Was I wrong?
You know what? We have nothing to say to each other. All we do is talk about the kids or tell stories we've heard over and over and over.
What stories?
Oh, Robert swallowing that damn bee. I've heard that stupid story a million times. Every time you see honey or a bee or a person with a puffy face.
Yeah, that's a million.
No. Or how about the time your dad put a possum in your tent during a camping trip and you literally jumped out of your skin?
What? It was scary.
Yeah, that's not literally. You literally jump out of your skin, you're dead. Body out of skin, dead.
How about you? You always tell me about the story where you wore purple shoes and your feet sweated and they turned purple. It was like I was making wine. That's not funny.
I know. See? We have nothing to talk about and you don't even care.
Well, we're talking now. This is great. All right, I'm sorry.
Oh, don't apologize. Look, I'm not mad at you. I'm mad at us.
Well, how about a little yelling at you, then?
I mean, you don't think we're in trouble if we can't come up with anything to talk about?
Oh, come on. We do okay.
I don't know. Maybe if we did more stuff together, we could come up with something to say to each other.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So what could we do, you know, together?
You know what's lovely? Maybe you could talk during sex. See, that's something that I've always encouraged that.
Look, how about we go to the botanical gardens?
Ha! Huh? Oh. Perhaps.
Could be fun. Come on. I mean, they have trails and nature hikes. No, forget it. It's lame.
That's yeah, right. I mean, come on, plants. We got plants in the bathroom. We never talk about them.
All right, so what else could we do?
We could watch the end of the Nets-Lakers game. Kidding, I'm sorry.
No, you know, that's what's wrong.
I know, I make little jokes, I'm dumb.
No, because we should be able to watch sports together. Come on, you're a sports writer. That's a big part of your life. I'm interested in your life. Yes, I will watch the basketball game with you. I would like that.
Really?
Yes.
Really? Yeah. Okay. All right, yeah, okay.
Okay.
All right, basketball it is. Okay. Oh, this is good.
So what could you do to take more interest in me?
Oh. Well, I was going to sit next to you during the watching of the sports.
You know, actually, I would really like to know what you think about this book I just read.
You mean by me reading it?
Yeah. Yeah, I would like that.
Yeah. Oh, if I'm reading it, then we wouldn't be together, which is what we want. Nuts!
No, come on. No, yeah, really. I want you to read this. Huh? Look. Here it is.
Devilwood. Huh. Doesn't sound that bad. Devilwood.
So what do you think?
And I couldn't take more of an interest in you just by reintroducing myself to your body.
You read that book, I'll let you take the full tour.
Chapter one! You something. If one was asked to read a book called Devilwood, one would be correct in assuming that the book was scary or exciting or had something devilly in it, wouldn't one?
One would.
Well, then one would be wrong.
What's going on, Raymond?
Deborah wants me to read this so we have stuff in common, but I swear to God, this sucker's like a horse tranquilizer. Yeah. Listen to this first line. Imagine a rain so beautiful it must never have existed. What does that mean? What does that mean? Tell me right now, what does that mean?
I don't know. Yeah.
Because it's nonsense talk. You have to close this book.
Yeah. Looks like little Raymie can't watch the game. He's got homework.
That's the other stinking horrible thing. She wants to watch sports together, too, like the Knicks today.
Why?
We watched the game together on Valentine's Day, and apparently that went well, the being together and talking.
What'd you guys talk about?
Who knows? That's why I asked you guys to come over. I need you to kind of absorb some of her.
So we're like pawns in your sick game.
And if she asks, I should say that you came by because you're still bummed out about not having a girlfriend.
I am still bummed out about that.
Perfect.
I'm back.
Okay, you're not happy. Yeah, keep that look.
Hey, got some junk food for the game.
Ah, sweet.
Yeah, and I dropped the kids off at your mom's so we... Robert's here?
I know. It's supposed to be our do-stuff-together time. I think he's still depressed about the not having a girlfriend, you know, being a loser. What are we gonna do, right? I can't just kick him out.
Oh. Well, okay.
Yeah.
So you're reading the book, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah? You liking it so far?
You know, it's really very, 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 very nice.
Hey, Robert, how you doing?
Okay, just thought I'd stop by.
Oh, good. Anytime. So what's your column about this week?
Actually, I'm doing it about the Knicks, so it's good that we're watching it. Yeah.
Interesting. Would you like to bounce some ideas off of us? Talk about it, huh?
Hey, Dad, what's up?
Ask me the chips. That's what's up.
Are you here for the game, Frank?
No, the sparkling conversation.
Okay, come on, move your ass.
Hey, Dad.
Well, sorry. Step lively.
Come on, get it. Jump, jump.
What's she waiting for, something to come out of the oven?
No, Frank. Ray and I are watching a basketball game together.
Oh, what'd he do?
What do you mean?
What'd he do wrong that you do this to him?
Stop it, Dad.
You know, Frank, the game is on at your house, too.
Hey, don't get mad at me. Ray invited me.
That's an outrageous lie.
He invite you, too?
Sorry, Raymond, I tried.
Easy now, easy.
I cannot believe you.
Okay, good.
I cannot believe you!
You just what?
You just what?
Will you let me finish my sentence? If you let me finish, then I could finish it. Well, now I'm at a loss for words. This is all so sudden.
You can't even watch sports with me? Something you like? You gotta have these two over as buffers?
Look, I didn't think inviting them over would be such a big deal. They're good company.
Even I don't buy that.
Have you read any of that book?
I read a lot.
Yeah, what's it about?
It's about a rain that's so beautiful, I can't even believe it existed.
That's the first line. You've read one line!
And I was gonna read the next one when I came out of my coma.
So that's it? You're just not gonna put any effort into this, are you?
Come on. Look, I just don't think we need to turn our lives upside down just so we have more to talk about.
Trying to talk to me is turning your life upside down?
I
Stop talking.
Yeah, Ray, don't even bother talking to me. You just enjoy your coma.
All right, maybe I will.
See, this is why I stay out of relationships.
Yeah, that's why.
Hi, dear. You here to pick up the kids?
All right, yeah, the kids. Yeah, in a minute, yeah.
Frank said that you and Deborah were having some sort of a loud discussion.
Don't worry about it, Ma. Everything's fine.
You hiding from her?
Yeah.
Then this should be good.
Are you hiding out?
No. I'm picking up the kids. Didn't I just ask for the kids? What the hell, Ma?
Don't bother.
What?
I'll get them.
I said I'll get them. I'm capable of getting them.
Hi, kids.
I said I would pick them up. Yeah, how you doing, kids? Listen, I was saying hello to my parents, huh?
Oh.
A guy can't greet his loved ones?
So you don't mind spending time with them?
Oh, come on. Will you give me a break? I tried, huh? Didn't I try? Oh. Okay, I get it. You're mad at me for not talking to you, so now you're not talking to me. Yeah, isn't that interesting? Maybe you should think about that, huh? Put that pipe in your mouth. What? What are you looking at? There's a weird cat that was outside. Yeah, it's gone now. It was had a brown eye and, like, one no eye. Yeah, it was one of those. It was weird.
Wow.
I know. That's really... That's
really kind of sweet.
Sweet? What, that? They're not talking.
Well, it's like they don't have to.
I don't think it's because they don't have to. I think it's because they don't want to.
They seem so in tune.
I see cows.
One doggy, and here's another doggy.
Look at that. That's great. You know what? I need you to draw four more doggies and a chicken. That looks good to you?
They just seem so comfortable with each other. I don't know. Maybe we're at that point where we can be comfortable just being with each other.
You want to be like them?
Not exactly. But just imagine how much better our Valentine's dinner would have been if we weren't so worried about filling up every single second with talk about butter.
Well, you were the one who was babbling about the bread. It's only natural. You're going to get my butter theory.
All right, I know. No. But what if we had just been happy to be out of the house, just us, enjoying the peace and the quiet?
I do like quiet.
Yeah, me too.
And peace.
I guess the question is, for the next 30 years, when it's quiet, when we don't have anything to say to each other, do I mind having you sit next to me? No, I don't mind.
Oh, okay, good.
You mind sitting next to me?
No, you smell good.
No.
30 years. Why did you say 30 years?
Oh, I don't know. I just...
Well, you think I'm going to die at 70?
No.
That's 30 years. That's
okay,
a weird number.
Let's not talk.
It works for them.
Yeah.
I can't look at him eat anymore.
Upset, beating the Blazers 108-99. The Lakers had no trouble with the Rockets, winning 124-88. The Nuggets just got by the Knicks, 114-112. The Supersonics devastated the Jazz, 136-78. It was the Trail Blazers over the Bucks, 98-94. The Celtics edged the Bulls, 110-108. And the Pacers defeated the Mavericks, 121-113. Sammy the Hook Sterling weighed in at 212 pounds even. He has a 2-inch reach over John the Barber Cutter, who tipped the scales at an even 210. It's a scheduled 15-rounder. And on the links, Palmer and Nicholas share the third-round lead in the air. Yesterday, and are 11 under for the event. In soccer,